The Lisbon Lions are Celtic's most acclaimed team. On the 1st of May 1971 came the final piece of their Celtic playing history. For the last time in a competitive match, the legendary Celtic 11 that had won the European Cup 4 years earlier strode out onto the Parkhead turf. It was a day of nostalgia and celebration, a fitting festival for one of football's most notable teams. This is the story of Celtic's farewell to the Lisbon Lions. To fully appreciate the significance of that final match in May 1971, it's important to understand what came before this. In the years leading up to 1965, Celtic were a shadow of the side that they would become. The boys had not won a major trophy since 1957, but that changed with the arrival of Jock Steen as manager. Within weeks, Steen's team had claimed the 1965 Scottish Cup. The following season, they won the title for the first time since 1954, as well as the League Cup. They also reached the semi-finals of the European Cup Winners' Cup. The rise of the club was remarkable, but it was only the starter course. 1966-67 would be the main meal, a season revered above all in Celtic's history. The Celts claimed their first ever Scottish treble, securing the league title, Scottish Cup and also League Cup. For good measure, they added the Glasgow Cup too. However, the season's highlight involved the trip to Portugal. On the 25th of May 1967, the boys lined up against Italian giants Inter Milan. The Nerazzurri had won two of the previous three European Cups and were favourites again to do so. Instead, they met a side unlike anything they had faced before. Celtic's energy and skill on that sunny day in Lisbon meant there could only be one winner. Despite falling behind, it was the men in green and white who soon cheered. A thunderous strike by Tommy Gemmell and a decisive goal from Stevie Chalmers meant that it was the boys who sat at the pinnacle of European football. They were the first British team to ever achieve this. This was more than just a team. It was a group of local heroes. Every member of the starting 11 was born within 30 miles of Celtic Park in Glasgow, a feat unheard of in the modern game. Their attacking style of play won them fans across Scotland, Ireland and beyond. Thanks to their achievements, they became immortalised as the Lisbon Lions. In the following years, domestic dominance continued. Celtic would eventually celebrate 9 successive league titles. In addition, the club continued to make its mark in Europe, including reaching a second European Cup final in 1970. However, by the spring of 1971, the era of the Lisbon Lions was drawing to a close. The emergence of younger talent within the ranks, dubbed the Quality Street Gang, signalled a change. It was clear that the Lions 11 would not play together for much longer. Jock Steen recognised the importance of properly honouring the team's contribution to Celtic's history. On the 1st of May 1971, Clyde came to Celtic Park for the final league game of the season. In their previous match, Celtic had beat Ayr United to effectively secure their 6th league title in a row, although they were not officially yet champions. Steen and Celtic marketed the game as the Lisbon Lions' final appearance together at Celtic Park. This announcement led to a massively increased crowd in a Celtic Park that was undergoing major redevelopment work to build the main stand. On that spring afternoon, around 35,000 supporters packed into the East End ground. For the last time, Steen watched his legendary 11 line up together. Ronnie Simpson, Jim Craig, Tommy Gemmell, Bobby Murdoch, Billy McNeil, John Clark, Jimmy Johnson, Willie Wallace, Stevie Chalmers, Bertie Auld and Bobby Lennox. The Lions 11 walked out onto the pitch, applauded by their opponents Clyde, and took the acclaim of the Celtic supporters, who sang songs that celebrated the club and the men who achieved European glory in 1967. Although the Lions stepped onto the park together, only 10 of them played. Ronnie Simpson's place in goal was taken by Evan Williams, the one other goalkeeper who has appeared for Celtic in a European Cup final. From the opening whistle, the hoops displayed the flair and attacking verve that had defined the Lions' era. It was a final gift to the supporters who'd followed them through challenge and triumph. Within 2 minutes, Stevie Chalmers came close to opening the scoring, but was thwarted by a good save. The Celts would not be denied for long. After 11 minutes, Bobby Lennox got the first of the afternoon, and the cheers had barely stopped when Willie Wallace had made it too. By 19 minutes, it was game over. Lennox's second of the day made it 3-0. Things were going to get much worse for the visitors. By half-time, Wallace's own double meant it was 4-0. In the second half, Clyde showed some fighting spirit by pulling one back. But the Celts were not finished. Just after the hour mark, Bobby Lennox completed his hat-trick and made it 5-1. There was still time for another goal, and it was very fitting given the day's events. In Lisbon, Stevie Chalmers' goal had given the Celts victory. Now he scored the final goal of the game to seal the win for the men in green and white. The scoreline tells the story. Celtic 6, Clyde 1. A resounding victory befitting the occasion. The scale of the win gave fans something to cherish. There were celebratory cheers, but also some sadness as supporters saw their heroes together for the final time. And of course, winning ensured that Celtic were indeed the league champions, which was a fitting end for the Lions 11. Even better, a few days later, but with a different lineup and after a replay, Celtic celebrated a double by beating Rangers to lift the Scottish Cup. For several of the Lions, the Clyde match was their farewell match at Celtic. Ronnie Simpson didn't even play due to injury, whilst Bertie Auld and Stevie Chalmers took their curtain call in green and white. John Clark would appear once more in the Glasgow Cup, but never again in a national tournament. Perhaps surprisingly, the Celtic 11 that won in Lisbon started only 11 games together, all of which came in 1967. The first time was in January, a 4-0 victory in Perth against St Johnson. The last a 2-1 defeat to Dynamo Kiev in September that year. The last competitive game that the Lions played together came in February 1968. It was a 1-0 win at Fir Park. On that occasion, 10 of the team started, excluding Stevie Chalmers. Later in the match, Chalmers came on as a substitute for John Hughes. For the last time, the Lions finished a game together. Whilst May 1971 marked the end of the Lisbon Lions' time at Celtic, it was more a case of au revoir than goodbye. Over the years, this famous team would be reunited at Celtic Park for club events and sometimes even friendlies too. This includes a 1993 game between the Lions and Manchester United's 1968 European Cup winning team, which was held to mark the end of terracing on the jungle. And of course, many of the Lions kept significant links with Celtic beyond their playing days. Billy McNeil was a two-time manager who brought moments of glory, including a centenary double. John Clark was his deputy manager during the first spell and had other Celtic jobs too. Other Lions found employment at the club in the coaching side of things, including Bobby Lennox. And over time, others have become club ambassadors, including Jim Craig. The legacy of the Lisbon Lions extends far beyond one single match. The European Cup win in Lisbon remains Celtic's greatest achievement, and it stands as a milestone in British football history. They are commemorated in statues that welcome fans to Celtic Park. Bronze figures celebrate Captain Billy McNeil, manager Jock Stein, and Jimmy Johnson, voted the club's greatest ever player. This is also true for the stadium too. Although the modern venue looks very different from the one where the Lions entertained, the stands behind each goal are named after Jock Stein and the collective Lisbon Lions, including those men that helped Celtic reach the final but did not feature that day. For as long as there is a Celtic, the 11 men who led the club to glory in Lisbon will always be celebrated. The final walkout on 1st of May 1971 is an important moment in Celtic's history. A testament to a remarkable era that changed the club and Scottish football forever. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.